Esther is in this new show that is a Hulu exclusive. It starts today, and it's called Dollface. And you're from here. Hi, Esther. How are you?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I'm actually from Skokie. And whenever I say I'm from Chicago, people get angry. And then when I say I'm from Illinois, people also get angry. So I don't know what to say anymore. But I just say Skokie. And if you haven't heard of it, that's your problem.
You have been all over the place. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. You were, I love Maria Bamford, and you were on Lady Dynamite. You have been all over.
Yeah, I love her. She's like one of my icons, absolutely.
Now, how long have you been doing stand-up? Because I know you're an actress. Which came first?
I started doing stand-up about 10 years ago. I was in school at the University of Illinois in Champaign. And then I moved out to L.A. And started doing stand-up right away. And then a couple years into that, I started going on auditions. And then eventually I wrote and made this short film called Alone Together, which became a TV series. And then now I'm on Dollface.
Esther, do you think that being an actress helps your stand-up comedy, and conversely, being a comedian helps your acting? Do you find that to be true?
Yeah, I do. I feel like kind of all of those things are kind of cross-training for the other, you know, even podcasting I'll throw in there. Like, they all serve each other. They're all, like, part of the 10,000 hours, you know?
So Dollface drops today, right? It premieres today, November 15th. And Kat Dennings from Two Broke Girls, I've got to be honest with you, I can't believe she has to ever work again because that show is just on and on and on. And so Kat and Margot Robbie have produced this. Give us a little synopsis of Dollface.
So it stars Kat Dennings, who basically right away she gets dumped and she's so shocked, and she realizes, oh wait, while I was like in this 5-year relationship, I completely lost sight of all my friends, which I'm guilty of doing. I've been on both sides of that. And then she has to kind of rediscover what it's like to have friends. And then I work at her office, and then I kind of just like attach myself to her friend group, which is also something I've done in real life.
Well, so good. You called upon your own experiences for this role then, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You're also going to be doing some live comedy. That's December 4th at Lincoln Hall. What can we expect there?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm really excited for that show. So I just taped my stand-up special for Comedy Central. And on my prep tour, I didn't stop in Chicago. And I was like, well, this is not okay. And so basically I just was like, I really want Lou Malnati's pizza, so can we set up a date in Chicago? And that's what we're doing.
When you're doing stand-up locally, the odds are really good you're going to have family and friends coming to watch you, Esther. Does that change the show at all, or is it the same show regardless?
It'll be the same show, but I will be very in my head and very upset at my mom for inviting all my childhood friends' parents. It'll be okay, but...
I'm curious to know if you, I've watched some of your YouTube segments. You're really funny. You just seem so young and cute. And I just wonder if you get political in this day and age. It seems to be a really divisive time. Do you get political in your act, or do you kind of keep away from that?
That's a good question. So my act is not political at all. Like when I'm on stage doing stand-up, it's just all about the laughs. Like I'm not trying to be a better person. Come on. Like it's just about having fun. That's not to say that I'm not like political in my own life, but definitely on stage. I mean, unless like talking about how my boyfriend will let me call him daddy in bed is political. Like you tell me, I don't know.
I think it's very political. I'm not going. You've offended me. I'm out. Who did you look up at as a role model or role models when you were younger?
I watched a lot of Saturday Night Live, and I really looked up to Adam Sandler, Chris Farley, and then when I was in high school and I discovered stand-up, I really looked up to Maria Bamford, and since I moved to L.A., I've discovered really, really funny comedians like Chelsea Peretti, Whitney Cummings, Natasha Leggero. I really look up to those women, like, every single day.
That's quite an impressive list. And Natasha Leggero is from Rockford originally.
Is she real? I love her.
She's got some Midwest roots, too.
I know. I know. She's such an Illinois girl.
Very strong list.
Illinois girls are awesome. Can I just say that?
I can say that, too. Yeah, let's say that. I like that.
Have you been up for a part on SNL? Did you ever audition for them?
No, I never did. You know, I've never really done characters or impressions. Like, I've always really just been this one thing, and that's like a insecure but somehow still kind of confident, desperate girl.
Yeah.
And that's really all I got.
Oh, well, sometimes you find the golden nugget. You just stay on it. What kind of advice
exactly.
are you getting from your family? What's your mom saying about your success?
Well, I recently found an old email from my dad that said I've exceeded his expectations, and that was the day after I booked a Dairy Queen commercial. So they really just see me as a do-nothing, and they can't believe, like, my dad still, all he can think about is, like, how I couldn't get out of bed for school, and he's just like, I don't understand. How do you make it to work?
Promise me you printed out that email and you have it prominently displayed somewhere, because I would look at that every single day.
That's such a good idea. Oh, my God, you're so right. I have to do that.
Yeah, you need that somewhere.
That is so funny. any chance you'll play Shirley Temple someday?
Well, funny you ask. I just played Shirley Temple in a digital series that where I got to tap dance. And they almost cut the tap number. And then the creator was like, I knew if I cut the tap number, Esther would kill me. And I was like, that's right. So we got to tap dance. It was really fun.
Are you a good tap dancer?
I am an amazing tap dancer.
Oh.
I'm actually like a, no, I'm like a, I'm a good beginner.
Esther, I'm guessing you came up at about the same time as Rachel Brosnahan, because you guys are from kind of a close area. Skokie and Highland Park are kind of close. Did you ever get to meet her or work with her?
No, I've never met her, but I did see that she went to New Trier, which I was so surprised by, because I went to Niles North, so I'm from Skokie. I went to Niles North, but my dance studio that I went to was in Wilmette, and basically everyone else there was from New Trier. So I knew a lot of New Trier girls, but I never knew Rachel. She's so cute. I absolutely adore her.
Niles North is the one that's kind of in Old Orchard, isn't it?
That's right. Across the street from Old Orchard Mall.
The University
I definitely
of Old
went
Orchard.
Every day.
Oh my God. What a great place to go
Perfect.
To high school.
Perfect.
I know.
And I wanted to ask you what you majored in at U of I, and is it coming in handy right now with what you're doing?
So I was actually a dance major my first semester, and then I switched. Yeah, and then I switched into journalism, but ultimately I actually ended up dropping out 2.5 years in because I didn't love the cornfield lifestyle. Like, I was more. I think if I had been at a school in the city, I would have been happy, but that was a little far out for me.
But so when you were at U of I, you'd take the train in to go to classes at Second City and Improv Olympic?
Yeah, so I would, every weekend I took the train and I did this class at Improv Olympic, which is my favorite, and it's kind of dorky. Like, instead of like going to parties and having fun, I was like, I'm going to go back to Skokie. I might go out to dinner with my parents and then take improv class.
But look at how it's paying off.
Why I dropped out.
The
yeah.
payoff is tremendous, though. That's great.
Yeah.
Esther, on the show on Dollface, one of the producers is Margot Robbie. I'm guessing you've had a chance to meet her, right?
I have, and I honestly wish I hadn't. She's so beautiful. It has changed my life forever. I mean, I've never noticed somebody's hands before. Margot Robbie has beautiful hands. I'm like, I'm attracted to her hands. Something is wrong.
Do you think she's getting a lot of her parts because her hands are so pretty? I bet she is.
That's what it is. Yep. It has to be it. Yep.
Well, we are so happy for you. I love to see a local girl done good. She's Esther Pavitsky.
Thank you.
On Facebook, at Comedian Esther, Twitter, @LittleEsther, and Instagram, Esther Monster. We will follow Ooh. You. Congratulations. The premiere is today on Hulu. It's called Dollface. And where can we find you dancing like Shirley Temple?
Probably at Lincoln Hall, December 4th.
We'll be there. Wendy and I are the biggest Shirley Temple fans in the world, so we will be front and center.
Oh, my God. You guys, thank you so much. I'm such a huge fan of yours. It means so much to me that you guys had me on the show.
Well, thanks, Esther.
Thank
Take care.
You.
Continued success.
Thanks, you too. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Yeah, please keep in touch. Bye. How about that?
That's so nice.
Well, Lester likes
yes,
us.
Yes,
I'm a big fan of hers. We are going to take a quick break. We are going to talk television. The new Star Wars series, The Mandalorian. I can't tell you how many times Jimmy Mack has watched it.
You've not seen it yet.
No, and everyone in my house, well, two out of four of us have seen it, and no one can discuss it because I don't want anything spoiled.
Right, right, right.
I saw a few moments yesterday, and it looked pretty great. I'm hearing really fantastic things about this.
This is about Boba Fett or his father or a relative. Who's it? Do we? We don't know.
You're looking at me.
I don't know who it's about.
I don't ask questions.
All right.
Because I'll get really long answers.
Yeah, yeah. You don't need that.
No, I don't.
All right. We'll talk about that and other TV with Alexander Zalbin in a little while. Stay where you are. It's us.
Sorry. Yeah, and sorry. The news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.